This story was originally published on Timmins Today on December 9th. It's being shared again for readers who may have missed it. Timmins, a local family's tradition, continues to find ways to light up the season. The Jasmine's commitment to Christmas cheer starts in September. That's when Diane and Andre start hauling out the boxes and shelving for their massive Christmas village that takes over their entire living room. When Timmins Today first met the Jasmines in 2021, the main display was laid out over five main tiers in their living room. They've found a way to grow it even more. "If we carry on this way, we're going to have to build a walkway over here so we can get to the shower," joked Andre. The Jasmine's Christmas Village in 2024. Maja Hoggett, Timmins Today. The village features a ski hill, water feature, carnival rides, stores, churches, a hunting camp, campsite, beach, stores, and two trains. Their custom-made open-pit mine now features a lookout, just like the Hollinger Pit attraction, and the Timmins Tower. For an added challenge this year, their grandchildren, 8-year-old Camille Kutu and 5-year-old Simon, have hidden 6 moose in it for people to find. Camille and Simon are even part of the display now. "Literally, we have a minius in there," said Camille, pointing to where her brother is featured on the dock and her figuring on the lookout. The miniatures were made in Toronto, where a business takes 3D photos of people to make figurines. For the Jasmines, it means that Camille and Simon, their inspiration to make the village bigger and better every year, are not only helping create it, they're in it. Work on this year's display started in mid-September and the village was fully up 2 days before Halloween. "As soon as our Christmas is done, it's gone," said Diane. "This year, that's deck 28. To make space for all the buildings, trains and roads, they've built custom shelving that is set up over their couch, organ, coffee tables and all the storage boxes. Starting the village was Diane's idea, but both are equally invested in it now. "It was more her thing, but I'm just as guilty because I'm at work thinking of things and then come home, she's got something set up and says, 'Well, this is what I was thinking,' so we move things around and carry on," said Andre. With the display already creeping to the edges of their 13-foot by 18-foot living room, there are already talks about how to expand. Though, they don't want it to go higher because then it's hard for the kids to see. "Believe it or not, at the beginning when we first got it done, she had a pair of binoculars sitting over here. If people can't see, here's the binoculars," he said.